Recording, recording. All right, here we are. Good afternoon. It is April the 22nd, 2021, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You have now joined in to the Healing Codes Q&A on Thursday evening. We welcome you. We are delighted you're here. And to share any comments, ask any questions, whatever you would like to say, be, or do tonight, hit star 2. We will unmute you. And the call is being recorded. So if you don't want to give your full name or any part of your name or whatever, I will call the last 4 digits of your phone number when you hit star 2 and raise your hand. We are not here to diagnose any illnesses. We are here to share with you what we understand to be the benefits and the best way to optimize the healing codes. And we thank you for your participation. And before we begin, is anyone have anything they would like to share or anything they would like to ask for? Hit star 2 to raise your hand. Star 2. Okay. Well, thank you for joining. And as always, we will start with the healing codes, universal code. So get comfortable, get whatever you would like to drink, ever how you need to be for you to just be comfortable and at peace. This is your time. Taking a deep breath and listen to the words carefully. And when I say issues related to, fill in exactly what is bothering you most in the moment. I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to, and fill in your issue, your problem, your stress level, would be found, opened, and healed by filling you and me with the light, the life, and the love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more, so your spirit knows what to heal first. First position, both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. both hands, temples. Both hands, bridge. Oops, I am so sorry. That was a correction, both hands, bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Begin to notice what you're thinking, what you're feeling, any images you might see, and what is the truth that you can say about yourself in this hour, in this moment. If anyone has any comments, please hit star 2. Yes, Ms. Parrott.
Hi, Linda. I have a comment. It's not so much about the code we just did, which was very strong and powerful. I really did feel that energy, and I'm grateful for that. But I wanted to share about my weekly coding on the kindness category.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I've been doing that, and it wasn't easy for me because it's only one position, and it's boring for me to just sit there with one position, but I did do it. I guess you shift every 30 seconds, you kind of renew it, and it's in its place. But it was very worthwhile. I tend to avoid that category because it's not interesting physically to do, but I'm so glad he has these 12 categories because it kind of gives you a structure, a framework of some, you just go through them, and I'm glad I did that code. It took me several days before I finally understood on a deeper level its relationship to the central nervous system. And then once I did, it stood out like anything, like plain as day. Of course it's the central nervous system that's related to kindness. It seems so obvious. But it's taken me all these years to really get the connection. It's because, well, if you're not treated kindly, you feel it. It's as simple as that. If you don't treat someone else kindly, they feel it. That's as clear as day. But it took me all this time to realize the connection between the nervous system and the kindness category. So I'm glad that I understood that. And it is very important as a category. The things to overcome, or the negative things, are fear, hurt, feeling rejected, and feeling that others are too sensitive. And that I found interesting. For a long time, I didn't get that one. Why would coding for kindness, why would the negative idea be that other people are too sensitive? And then I got that, too. It's because part of one of the problems if you're not functioning properly in the kindness category, one of the things that could happen is your own senses could be dulled, or you could be hypersensitive. So that's where feeling that others are too sensitive, because you're going around saying all these rude things and you're not even aware that you're hurting other people's feelings. So that's where that comes in. But I just found it altogether a very beneficial code to do this week, and I'm glad we're going. I know it's beneficial for me to go through the category and spend a week at a time on each one. So I just wanted to share that about kindness. I may have other thoughts, but they're not coming to mind right away. But it has been an important thing to do, all the categories. And I'm up to, that's 8, I believe, number 8. I think goodness is next, number 9. So I'll start that tonight or tomorrow, probably tomorrow.
Yeah. And the way that I believe we're most unkind to ourselves is not taking the thoughts and the words into being kind to ourselves. Condemnation is the root of stressors. And so I really...
I'm sorry, the root of what?
Condemnation
is the root of what?
Of how we when we condemn ourselves, even thinking it or speaking it or feeling it, and not taking it into kindness or taking it through into love, mm-hmm. and then it gets stuck in our throats and it gets stuck in our behavior. And
yeah.
so it's kindness, I believe it's where we can really set ourselves free of a lot of bondage by being kind through our words and our actions and our thoughts to ourselves, and then it's just a natural outpouring to other people.
Yeah, interesting. I also saw that kindness was in the kindness category, part of the central nervous system problems were Alzheimer's, dementia. And the one that was interesting particularly to me is viral infections. And that would include polio, which I had as a baby. And I was, I wear a brace on account of that. And I thought that was very interesting, viral infections. Because that was part of the spinal cord would be involved in that, the central nervous system certainly. So I went very deep with the coding today, and I was grateful for that, just to feel I was going deep with that code, you know. And sometimes it isn't even the words we're saying when we code or any particular ideas, but the coding kind of takes a life of its own, the energy. You just feel you're connecting with God on an energetic level, and that's very valuable.
And that's the whole intention of the code, is to get us out of our thinking and our doing and our talking,
yeah.
and
yeah.
spirit takes sense, yes.
Yeah, exactly. And this is kind of new for me. I mean, you know, I've been coding many years, and I've been appreciating it on deeper levels all the time. But even to get to this level was a new experience for me, felt today. So I keep learning with the codes. I keep growing with them, and I'm increasingly grateful for them.
Yeah. And that could be the reason that you're not filling your top notch tonight, too. You did a lot of debriefing.
Oh, yes, because I guess the participants in the call didn't know, but you know what I emailed you earlier saying, which is true. I was feeling just wiped out today, this afternoon,
yeah.
absolutely wiped out. Yeah.
So I think it can definitely be a contributing factor.
Interesting. Well, I was kind of blaming falling off the wagon with caffeine for that.
Well, again, it could be a contributing factor. We never know.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you so much.
Well, thank you. And go ahead.
Now you're going to have a procedure. Is it tomorrow?
Yes, I have. After this call, I have to go take a bath with some specific soap, and then I have to get up at 2:00 and take it again, and then I have to leave at 4:30. You get to the hospital by 5:30, and then
it's amazing to me that you didn't take this evening for yourself, just rest.
Well, I'm wound up like a little toy dog, so I'm just going right along.
You're amazing.
I've got a lot done today. I had to get my groceries for the next week and everything, so but thank you. This is energizing and a blessing, and so I am grateful to be here.
Well, we're grateful to have you.
Yes. So but I really admire how you go through these every week and stick with it. That is what I call discipline and progress and healing.
Well, it helps me to have this structure, because it really does. It makes it easier for me, because each day I know what I need to do. I don't have to think and figure it out. You know, what am I feeling worst about? It makes it so much easier. to have the 12 categories in a row the way he has set them up. So, yeah.
I do believe I'm accurate this week. Annika will be with y'all the next, I believe, 4 weeks. So I will miss y'all. Yeah.
So
I just have 2 more times, I believe, this quarter. But we will see where y'all are when I come back. You take care of yourself and keep up the good work, young lady.
Thanks, Linda. I really appreciate it. I'll stay on a little longer, if I may.
You may. You can stay on
okay.
as long as you like. Absolutely.
And then I may just quietly leave it when I need to. Is that okay?
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you
Thanks.
For your contribution.
All righty. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there anyone else who would like to share anything this evening? *2. Be kind to yourself and share. Ms. Burns, we've seen you clock in a couple of times, and we were right in the middle of doing the universal code. We're glad to have you tonight. She must be on mute. Is there anyone else who would like to share or have a comment or anything? Hold on just a second, please. Okay. 9392, you're unmuted. You're on the air. Please go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Sorry, I kept hitting *2, and then I realized I needed to hit *2.
And saying *2, I apologize.
That's okay. So I'm not able to be here very often, and so I apologize if this is something that you've talked about a lot and I've just missed. But one of the things that I've been wondering about is in the book that I read, it talked about the healing code. It talked about having a truth focus statement. And I'm having trouble coming up with those. Is it necessary to come up with a truth focus statement, or is just thinking about something good enough?
There's no right or wrong way to do them. My favorite the truth statement that I use is, I am love.
Okay.
Because I am love, and you are love. We were created in love, and we will always be love. It just sometimes it gets covered up with our human stuff. But I think to begin it with I am, or just say I am, if you don't feel peaceful doing that, I think it, for me, is a beautiful truth statement.
Okay, thank you. I think in feeling that there's no one right or wrong way will be helpful, too.
There is no wrong way. You don't even have to say anything. You can just move through and do your codes. And the main thing is to be quiet and let your spirit be the ruler of your day, your thoughts, and your time.
Okay. And then the other question I had is something that the previous caller mentioned about categories and about
mm-hmm.
kindness. I guess I'm new enough that I didn't realize there were different categories or different topics. Can you kind of explain a little bit about that?
Yes, ma'am. Now, do you just have the Hard Healing Code book, or do you have the Healing Code book and manual?
I just have the book is all I have. Okay. Okay, he mentions the categories in that book on page, let's see where they are. Do you remember seeing those, please, ma'am?
I don't, but if you give me the page number, I can, I don't have the book at my hand, but I can look it up when we're done.
Okay. Hold on just a second. I'm going to put my phone down. Hold one second.
Okay.
Let's see. Really, he has an index. I am still looking, my friend.
Okay.
Well, I would have sworn they were in here. Chapter 9. Well, I am certainly not seeing it, but anyway, there are three inhibitors, unhealthy belief, unforgiveness, and harmful actions, wrong belief. The categories are on page 240 in your book, hon.
Okay, page 240.
It's page 240. The inhibitors, the things that keep us from being at peace and healing and condemning ourselves, is unforgiveness, harmful actions, wrong beliefs. Then we go into what is called the categories, and you've got love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, trust, humility, and self-control. And he gives you a brief description there of, like, something that steals us from being in love or being loving is selfishness. Joy is sadness and depression. Peace is anxiety and fear. Patience is anger, frustration, impatience. Kindness is rejection and harshness. Goodness is believing the lie that I am not good enough. Trust is trusting in your spirit versus trying to be in control. Humility is opposite of that is unhealthy pride, arrogance, and image control. And the scripture says, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. And then the 12th is self-control. And the opposite of that is you feel like you've lost control and you have no control over your life and your circumstances. It's a hopelessness.
Okay.
Does that help?
I will. It does. I could use, like, all of those.
Well, and like Pat has been doing, she's just been taking one a week and going through it. If you had the manual, he has specific codes for each one of them. But I promise you, if you use the universal code with your intention, is to feel that whatever it might be, which category it might fall under, you will get results.
Okay. Okay. One other question that I just thought of is in kind of the thinking through before you start the code. One of the things that he asked you to do is think of the earliest memory where you felt that. And I have trouble sometimes knowing what the earliest memory was that I felt something. Is that okay that I don't have a specific memory?
Don't get stressed out about you don't know what the book is requiring. It's not about you doing it right. It's about It's about you connecting with your spirit. Because what gets disconnected when we set up these life events and these life circumstances, we get disconnected from our spirit and we feel like we've got to control it or we don't have any hope or we get angry. And so this is about getting in touch with that. And I just encourage you to say the prayer through the universal code and let God do the rest.
Okay. Yeah, I get hung up on doing things right.
Yes. Because if you don't do it right, you're not going to receive the benefit or you're not going to be safe. And so that, as you're doing the universal code, that would be something I would ask my spirit to give me the truth about. When did I learn that if I don't do it right, I'm either not good enough or I'm not going to get the full benefits?
That was my whole childhood.
Yeah. And so you just invite your spirit to be the voice and the action and the thought in love. And so when it's not in love and you're not in peace, you know there's still what I would call a hook to it, and a hook would be something that still needs to be healed.
Okay.
And how are you feeling?
A mix of better and worse. I feel bad that I missed the boat, but that's my whole life. But just if I say the prayer, if I do the code and just relax, maybe that's that very simple formula is kind of the piece that I'm missing. I mean, because I felt like when I started doing the code, I could kind of feel some benefits, and then I kind of don't. And maybe it's because I'm just so hung up on trying to do it right.
Yeah. If I were a betting woman, I would bet money on that.
That's my whole life. I've got to figure out how to do it right.
Yeah. And so then, I think that's a clue. So ask your spirit to reveal to you the memory or the picture or whatever or the healing of when you decided if you didn't get it right, you weren't safe. I have a sense this is somehow tied into you being safe and being accepted.
Yeah.
And you are love, and you are good enough, you're safe, and you are doing it correctly.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Welcome to your life. Any other questions coming up?
I don't think so. Not right now. Thank you.
Well, you are very welcome. Thank you for asking and participating. That's what the calls are about, and you've got a wonderful support group. And these calls are also recorded, so if you miss one, you can always go back.
Okay.
And You could. Do you belong to the Healing Code Facebook group?
I didn't know there was such a group. If I just search for it, or do I need to get an invitation, or how do I join?
I think if you contact the office, or they will connect you with how to get onto Facebook, and you messenger or whatever you need to do to ask to join the group, and then you can go on there and ask questions and post things that you're wondering about.
Okay. I'll do that. Thank you.
You're welcome. And you can always email me or whatever, and my information is under the coaches, and I will be happy to do whatever I can to help you.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, and we celebrate you being awesome, perfect, healed, and dancing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Do you do a lot of movement?
I don't. I wish I did. I have a bad knee. So I struggle just walking and getting around.
Okay. So I would do a code around your knee and mobility.
Okay.
And see if there's anything tied to not being able to move, how that may be withholding you at a subconscious level from participating in life. And one of the biblical things about the knee is bending and kneeling before authority. So possibly you have some fear around anyone or anything that you feel like has power over you that you don't have the control to say yes or no.
Yeah.
It's all connected, honey. So as you start to put it all together and just think about, you know, why are our knees, why do we have knees? They're to help us be mobile. They're to help us kneel. They're to help us reverence. They're to carry us. And it's also a big part of the kindness category that Pat was sharing about earlier. Because it has to do with being safe to move. It's tied to the bone structure, the circulation. So this is an image that possibly might fit within your thinking or seeing is imagine this beautiful little girl and she's like a ballerina. She's light on her feet and she has this beautiful garden and she is tiptoeing all the way through. And it doesn't matter what obstacles come to her, she keeps moving to the beat of her spirit.
Wow.
And you keep thinking about things that you, as a little girl, you might have enjoyed doing. And it will eventually come to you, the person that you gave your power to feel safe and loved. And it's now time for you to be that person with your full power.
Wow. You gave me a lot to think about. Thank you.
Well, and I encourage you to say, I feel about this. So you begin, I think about it. And so you begin to integrate your whole being, hon.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Yes.
Well, thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you. Welcome.
You take care.
Okay, thank you. You too.
Thank you, ma'am. Miss Laurie, would you like to share anything?
Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. I spoke to Alex yesterday because I'm just wondering what I'm doing wrong, because the symptoms just getting worse. You mentioned earlier that just doing the universal code and going through the categories about the symptom should help, but my symptom just keeps getting worse. And when I asked Alex what I'm doing wrong, he just said, sometimes you're not doing anything wrong, and recommended that I work with a practitioner, and I am. I had paramedics come into my house a couple days ago, and he said it was the worst swelling he's ever seen, and they're going to try to get it so that they can put me on really strong diuretics with a catheter so I can try to drain some of this. It's so bad I can barely sit up now. And I'm just wondering why I'm not getting results, why it's just getting worse. Am I targeting the wrong thing, or, you know, maybe just not focused on the symptom enough or not doing truth statements? I don't know. And I'm doing Trilogy. A few weeks ago, Alex had said there's a thing with trauma, and a German doctor noticed that people would develop lesions on their brain, and then 3 years later their symptoms would show up. And so 3 years ago I had some trauma, and so I've been focusing on that. So I'm not sure whether to focus on the trauma, on a lesion that I don't know exists or not, or on the symptom.
Now, this is Linda's opinion, and that's all it is. I would encourage you to focus on you being the child of Christ.
Okay, so I don't know exactly what that means if I'm doing a prayer before I do some coding. I don't know.
Okay, well, let's just see how this resonates. Remember, this is just Linda. So, but let's take the universal prayer. And so when you get to all the physical issues related to, because you have done what I sense you have to be weary. I do believe you're weary, Lori. I would say, I would come back to the known and unknown, and I would say, in your case, knowing your faith, I would say, Christ, you know everything that brought me to this point, and I'm trusting you to bring answers.
Okay.
And I don't ever like to make these calls about anything, but I had an awesome experience this morning. I couldn't get the heartbeat to just calm down. I mean, I couldn't even get a reading on my blood pressure thing. I couldn't get a reading on my finger thing about my oxygen and heart rate. And so I just sat down and I just sat there. And all of a sudden, I just had this tremendous peace. It was just amazing. And I believe with every part of me, Lori, that Christ did something that my mind could not conceive. I took my blood pressure. I took my heart rate. I mean, it was an amazing numbers.
Okay.
How low, how perfect everything was. And I have never had that type of experience. And I have been at peace all day long.
And what did you do? Like, what did you pray?
Well, I've been just having communion. I have communion every morning.
Okay.
Just me. And I just proclaim, I don't have to know how that I'm being healed.
Right.
Because now again, this is Linda, and if Alex is listening, he'll probably say, "Don't ever come on one of my calls again." I believe sometimes when we focus on trying to get all of the answers, we leave out the most important thing, the commandment, rest in Him.
Right.
And I think your body is tired, and I'm just wrapping you in a blanket of love.
Okay.
That's my image every time I think of you during the week and when we're not on the calls, is I just, that you under His umbrella and you're wrapped in love.
Okay. It's really hard to feel positive right now.
Well, it's not positive. You're just going to speak His word. You're just going to breathe in His word and rest in His word.
Like this passage, so enters rest is in Hebrews, and Jesus, even in Matthew 11:28, said, "Take my yoke from me and learn from me, for I'm easy. Like, come to me, all you who are weary, you know.
And heavy laden." Yes.
Yeah. "And I will give you rest."
Yes.
So I need to just focus on the scriptures.
If it were me, that's what I would do.
Right. Well, I feel like this is like me drifting from, like, 20 years ago, I had my, well, 21 years ago, I had my first baby. And so my life changed then. I had a really close union with the Lord and walked with Him every day and had a really close relationship. And that all changed once I had children. And I feel like part of this is just to get me back from drifting.
Well, and the truth is, none of us know. But I rather trust Him because I know He knows.
Right.
And I know He has a plan. So if I don't ever get the answers, like, there was a time in my life when, before I had this last images and things, I truly thought I was healed and I was healing. And then when I find out in 2 months I had a 15% to 20% increase in one artery. Now, another time in my life, Laurie, I would have been so angry. I would have been, let me fix this.
Mm-hmm.
This is not fair. But, I mean, it was just because of what I had been praying and what I believe. I mean, I just knew it had a reason. And there was nothing I chose to do about it except trust.
Right. Like, I feel that way. I'm sort of backed into a corner and I have no choice but to trust. It's so mysterious what's happening in my body. And even my eyesight getting worse day by day. And it's like, I don't know except to trust God. So I'm getting back to Him. You know, going back to Him.
Well, you never left Him. You are resting in Him because, Lord, I cannot imagine, honey, how you feel. Please don't ever think I'm trying to shortchange how you're feeling in any way, because I really cannot. I think about your diagnosis and everything so much, and I just, my heart is with you, my spirit's with you, and I am just trusting, and I don't know the outcome, I don't know the path, I just know the song that keeps coming to me, I know the person who knows.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to do everything I humanly know to do. And remain in trust.
Right.
And when you start to say, you know, I went away or whatever, just say, these were the circumstances, and I was forgiven before I ever did it, and I'm going to celebrate I am still forgiven, and it's His way, and I don't know what the journey's going to be, but I know He's going with me.
Yeah, like that hymn, I don't know the future, but I know who knows the future.
Yes.
And I hold His hand or something like that.
Yes.
I was so close with the Lord back then, that He even told me He was going to give us children. We were childless for 12 years. And He told me if we sponsor a child in another country, He'd give us children. And a few weeks later, someone came up to me and said, do you want to sponsor a child? I said, yeah. And then, you know, 6 weeks later, I was pregnant. And then with 13 months, I had the second one. And He, you know, blessed us with children. And He told me about it and showed me in Psalms that the Lord, you know, confides in those who fear Him. He makes His plans known to them. And it just was so, such a blessing. And I want to be close to the Lord like that again.
And every time you say, I want to, say, I am.
Okay.
I am close to God.
Right, I am. It's true.
I may not stand in my humanness, and I know I am still under His watchful umbrella.
He's still there.
When He rose from the hellish grave, He made you worthy.
I know, I tell myself, because I think part of my thing is that I feel less than, but that's a lie, and I have to believe that, you know, God gives me worth. I'm His treasured possession.
And worthiness was the one thing that came up for me as you were talking. is that you have this thing about you being worthy. And probably when you had children and you saw how much you loved your child, were you worthy to love like that? Was it safe for you to love that much?
I don't know if that's totally true, because I had a lot of postpartum depression and I didn't feel like I bonded very well with my children. So that again...
And you did the best you could with the belief system you had.
Yeah, yeah. And with the, depression that I had, I was suffering from chronic depression and stuff too. I did my best.
But the depression came from some belief about you being worthy or capable or something.
Yeah, I did kind of go over that in around 2009 and felt inadequate and did some energy work about that. And next thing you know, I dropped over 100 pounds without even changing anything, really. I didn't go on a diet or exercise program. But and I had a recurring dream that actually changed. The end of the dream changed. So it was kind of interesting. But I still have a bunch of self-worth issues. So it resolved maybe a third of it, and I still have more to go.
Well, I encourage you to ask for the truth about what you're holding on to and how to let it go.
I know. One thing that came to me last night was I need to forgive myself. I think that's part of it. Cause I don't feel like I hold things against myself. I'm very easy at forgiving, but I think I have not forgiven myself for not making good health choices along the way. So I need to forgive myself.
You're judging yourself.
Right, and I need to let that go. But I don't know how to let that go.
Well, you've got a game plan here. There's only one way you can do it, is believing what he says about you, regardless of your circumstances, through your circumstances, in your circumstances.
Okay.
You either believe him or you don't.
God forgave me, and so I can forgive myself. You know,
you let him give you the forgiving power.
God gives it to us.
Yes, right.
Grace.
Yeah. So if someone at the bank called you tomorrow and said there's $1 million in your checking account, and we know it's a sure thing, it was a total gift to you.
Right.
How much would you question that gift, and would you ever use it?
I wouldn't question it, and I would use
it. Would you
use it? Yeah.
Okay. Well, then you've got something more priceless than $1 million, so use it, his word.
Right, yeah. I have to let it go. I have to release it.
As long as you tell yourself you've got to, you never will.
Okay, so
you are struggling against your will and his will.
Okay.
I don't think anywhere you can find a scripture that says, you've got to do this. You get to choose to do it.
Right.
You remember that I choose, I am, I receive.
Yeah, there's a choice scripture, you know, I set before you life and death, blessings and curses, now choose life.
Yeah, and that goes into every circumstance of life.
Okay, so I have to choose forgiveness and choose to release it. I do that. I make statements like that, but it doesn't seem like it fully releases, you know, do you understand what I mean?
Well, ask yourself what you're holding on to.
I know it's garbage what I'm holding on to because it's not helping me.
And you become your best friend and you start to release it. I mean, whatever you have to do, draw it. You're such a beautiful artist. Write it out in a poem. Ever how you get it out of you so it doesn't have any control over you.
Right. Okay. I used to write poems and journal and stuff like that. That's back before I had children, and that's when I felt so close to the Lord. So I need to get back to that. That would
well, you don't need to. You're going to choose to.
Right. Right now it's difficult to because of my eyesight. But
now you're going to an excuse.
I know. How do I do it if I can't see to write?
He will provide the way for you to do it. You may do it differently than you've ever done it.
Right, okay.
Every time we make an excuse, we prevent whatever needs to be done in our spirit.
Right. I don't want to make an excuse. It's to me a reason, which is slightly different than excusing it. It's explaining.
Then you get what different outcome do you get if you put the word reason or excuse in there? Do you get the same outcome?
Not necessarily, and to me, I don't.
Okay. All right. Well, then you get to choose because it's your life.
Right. Yeah.
And if anyone else would like to chime in, please hit star 2, and I will unmute you. Well, it is just a moment here. Okay, 6753. Hello, Mrs. Burns. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We've been missing you, young lady.
Well, I think a couple of times I called in, and I don't know if there was somebody at the other end, so I don't know. And then a couple of times, I think I had commitments, and then a couple of times I'm doing a Bible study, and I think I was one night, a couple of nights I was transcribing notes, and somehow when I looked up, the call was already over. So I had been very busy.
Well,
anyway, I still have been doing the codes. And Lori, I just want you to know, I'm Candy, and I will commit to doing the universal code for you and doing the trilogy for you. And God does have a plan. God does heal. Just, you know, if nothing else, say your prayer, do the codes, and let God do His work, because God is the healer. He does heal, and that's my prayer for you.
Thank you for your encouragement.
You're welcome.
And you come on and they're silent. Most of the time I've been right in the middle of the universal code. And that's the reason you don't hear anything, hon.
No, I think a couple of times it's before the call, and I don't know if think it's, no, it's right at the beginning, I think before the call had even begun, and so I didn't know, I held on, whatever, but anyway, I'm still doing the codes, I love you all, and I'm doing the codes, and pray for it, because I know they do work. I usually do the universal code, and I do the trilogy. Sometimes I do both, but I know I know this is 2003 since I started doing the codes. They work, and I know they do when you trust the Lord and put it in His hands. He's the one that does. He is the one that does the healing. And I know that, Lori, and for everybody else in the call, whatever your need is, you just pray, do the codes, and release it to God. Let him do his work, and his time is not our time. And Lord, just remember, you know, God's time is, your time is not God's plan. I mean, whatever, mm-hmm. whatever time God has for you, God will heal you. Just stay in there. And I don't have any other advice for you except for you as a sister in Christ. I just want you to know I will commit to doing the universal code and doing the trilogy for you.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
All right, ladies. Well, I have a short night tonight, so I think I'd better get ready to get myself ready to be picked up at 4:30 in the morning. So I'm going to unmute everyone so we can say good night. And Ms. Pat, I hope you continue to feel better. And thank everyone for your contribution. And Holy God, we come receiving you
mm-hmm.
and the abundance and the unknown and the known. We praise you for your trustworthiness in every circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
In your name, amen.
Amen.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Everyone take care. I love you guys.
Love you too. Good night. Blessings, everybody.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Thank you.
Bye. Bye, Miss Lori.
Yes?
Bye, Miss Lori.